I had a teacher at Gulf Park who said, I want you to go to Northwestern. That is the best classical theater training school in the world. She happened to have come from Northwestern University near Chicago in Evanston, Illinois. And so I called my mother and I said, Mom, I want to go to Northwestern. And she said, Northwestern, I'll have to find out about it and I'll get back to you. And she found out it was an old Methodist school started by the Methodist ministers and profession. And she thought that was just perfect, that I should want to go to Northwestern, which, of course, it has nothing to do with Methodism today, unfortunately, but it is a wonderful, wonderful school. I couldn't possibly get in it today. I mean, it is really tough.
Let's go back to your even middle school and what you would call junior college. You were performing in plays then, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
When do you recall your first play that you were ever in, and how old you might
be? In girls' school, we had to give a recital. A recital consisted of, if you were in the speech department, learning an entire play and doing all the parts of that play. And I did Elizabeth the Queen by Maxwell Anderson. And it was about the time in her life where she and Essex were trying to decide whether or not she was going to marry him and allow him to rule. And she refused to do it and sent him to the Tower. And that was that. That's one way to get rid of the boys. So
you performed that?
That entire play in three acts, that's right.
In your junior college, your high school?
Mm-hmm. Junior college, uh-huh.
So let's go back further, even elementary. Do you remember doing anything on stage then, or middle school?
No. Oh, I did do one thing. I did A Night Before Christmas, the poem,
right?
You know, on the stage.
So then it was in high school or junior college that you had your first stage experience, is that true?
I did, right. And in college, when I went to Northwestern, I went as a junior. So to get a part in a play was tough because they always gave, you know, if you started a university as a freshman, you were given precedent over what parts you might get. So I did do a leading role in Over 21. And the only significant thing about it was written by Ruth Gordon. My father was Jeff McKinney's, who was in movies. He did The Life of Christ. It's an old movie that was really wonderful. He was probably the best-looking man I think I ever saw. He was beautiful. He should have been a woman. I mean, he just had startling blue eyes, a la Paul Newman, you know, and he just had marvelous facial features. And, of course, he got in the movies the minute he got out to California. Unfortunately, he died about 3 years later. He wanted to do his own stunts, and he was terribly injured, and he died. It was dreadful. We all really mourned him. He was such a nice guy.
So your experience in the high school or junior college actually then put you in as a junior at Northwestern.
Right.
That was quite a leap then, wasn't it? I mean, was that a big adjustment for you?
I'd only seen snow once in my life, and that was just about four flakes, as I recall. And my mother kept putting long underwear in my suitcase, and I kept taking it out. And finally, she said, you are taking this I said, Mother, I am not wearing it, so don't put it in there. Well, when I got to school, it began to snow. There was my long underwear in the trunk, and I never took it off. I can tell you, it was really something.
In the Chicago area, it's extremely cold.
Right. And right on Lake Michigan.
Windy.
The school is right on Lake Michigan. Interestingly enough, John, they needed more campus, and they filled in Lake Michigan with dirt and literally have built on Lake Michigan. It's interesting, mm-hmm. But you never know it. It's, you know, grass and green and meadow.